Ricky the therapy dog is still in the news. Just before her death last month, Governor Scott signed a law she inspired, allowing therapy animals into courtrooms to help child victims face their abusers. And now Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare is establishing the Friends of Ricky Endowment to support its animal therapy program. Chuck Mitchell, Ricky's human partner, says their goal is not only to put a team on every floor of TMH, but
to have one in every school where there are struggling readers, and to have one available for every child or traumatized victim in courts who needs someone to help them find their voice so they can testify.
Ricky had a gift. She could walk into a hospital room and go straight to the person whose spouse had just died. She pioneered the use of therapy dogs in Florida courtrooms and never lost a case. And she was the first therapy dog to work with capital cases at the Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee and one of the Big Bend's first reading education assistance dogs. Mitchell also points to dramatic recoveries by patients who worked with Ricky and other therapy dogs.
All they bring is their hearts, and through that, they give people the ability to heal themselves, because that's where the real profound change happens. They can't do it for you. You have to be able to do it for yourself. That's where true healing happens, and that's how people can really recover from trauma.
Mitchell and his wife Patty adopted Ricky in 2005 after her rescue from Hurricane Katrina. He says she changed their lives, too.
She really taught us an awful lot about heart, and we're really grateful to her for that.
This week, Chuck and Patty Mitchell are traveling to Boca Raton to accept the Ricky Mitchell Memorial Animal Achievement Award from the Florida Bar. Their dog is both its namesake and first recipient. Future awards will honor special animals such as therapy dogs, service dogs, and police dogs. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.